Nation's capital, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. The early Sunday derailment of a CSX train in Northeast D.C. will force some commuters to find a different way into work today. Mark Commuter Rail says there will not be a full service on the Brunswick line from Frederick County this morning. Trains will stop at Silver Spring. Mark tickets will be honored by Metro for the rest of the ride-in. Service on Metro's Red Line was fully restored last night. The CSX derailment sent 15 cars off the track, spilling some hazardous materials, but no injuries were reported. Donald Trump says if he wins the Indiana primary tomorrow, it's all over. Trump was in the Hoosier State over the weekend.
An hour-long rally here in Fort Wayne where Donald Trump promised to bring jobs back to this state, where he also used very harsh words against China, saying it had raped the U.S. economy. And Donald Trump also returning to his usual rhetoric about lion Ted Cruz. Donald Trump slammed the alliance between John Kasich and Ted Cruz, calling it just all part of this rigged political system.
Correspondent Jessica Snyder. Next year's race for governor of Virginia has begun taking shape in earnest.
Former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is ruling out a governor's run in.
And I will be throwing my hat in the ring for governor.
Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart already has the tax ready against his primary opponent, former RNC Chair Ed Gillespie.
He's wimpy. He doesn't fight. And frankly, he's just boring.
A lot of what the Republican Party does in 2017 will depend on 2016.
Political analyst Stephen Farnsworth says they've been in a drought recently, but if they do well this year,
I think that'll make a more compelling case for the conservative candidate. But if the party doesn't do well, there may be more willingness to support a more moderate candidate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg raised some eyebrows with remarks he made at weekend commencement at the University of Michigan.
The former mayor was talking to the graduating class about how the most important part of their education revolved around learning how to work with other people.
And it's why colleges have always exposed students to challenging and uncomfortable ideas.
He then assailed universities for creating so-called safe spaces where students won't be exposed to beliefs they deem to be offensive.
The whole purpose of college is to learn how to deal with difficult situations, not to run away from them.
But many students then booed when Michael Bloomberg said the safe space is dangerous because it creates a false impression that we can isolate ourselves from those who hold different views.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the number of kids in Montgomery County schools getting free or reduced price meals continues to grow, a program to help feed them on the weekends is too.
The Weekend Food Bank program helps to provide meals for kids in need so they don't starve when school isn't in session. But the need for such bags is growing, and Montgomery County Council member Craig Rice says thanks to a couple of nonprofit groups, the program is able to expand.
Women Who Care Ministries, Man of Food, they've been able to really bring about some tremendous change in terms of making sure that we have access to weekend backpacks.
The goal is to feed another 1,500 students. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,774, the NASDAQ at 47,75. Sports, the Nationals complete the sweep of the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Orioles fall to the White Sox, and it's Caps-Penguins Game 3 tonight in Pittsburgh with the series tied at one game apiece. WMAL News Time 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound, dealing with the crash as you come through the Frederick area. Southbound right near 85 as you cross 85 heading in toward... before you get to Route 80. So I'm still looking at big delays. Right shoulder getting by beyond Germantown, still off and on into Rockville, down to the lane divide there. On the Virginia Beltway through Annandale and Tysons, we've been bunched up this morning. But the good news, the crash before 66 gone. Delays continue to grow to try to get in through Stafford with the crash. North on 95, north of 17, Falmouth. Then beyond, we had one near the Centerport Parkway. So everyone having that stop and go there. DC 295 north at the Naval Research Lab had the minor incident. Eastbound freeway at the 11th Street Bridge. They're quickly trying to get that one out of your travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see some fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll top out around 80. Look for thunderstorms early tonight. A few could be severe. Occasional rain for the late night, low 60. Light rain early tomorrow. Showers for the afternoon. Maybe some thunder, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Manassas, 54 in Frederick, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The battle for the Virginia GOP shapes up ahead of the 2017 race for governor. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Stay with us this morning. Bottom of the hour, 7:35. Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia, will give us the latest from his perspective on the race for delegates. Yeah, not votes, delegates. It was a big weekend in Virginia and Arizona for the Cruz campaign. Cuccinelli works for the Cruz campaign. We'll get his perspective. And then at 8:35, Emily Heil will tell us everything that happened at the White House correspondent dinner over the weekend. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, good friend of this program, Joe DeGeneva. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to start out with the Moore and the email probe. Daryl Issa said to Maria Bartiromo on Sunday that she believes that the FBI investigation could well go past the election. And he's talking specifically not about, you know, the Benghazi stuff or the private email server, but really it has to do with the investigation into the activities of the Clinton Foundation. Was there a sort of a pay-to-play arrangement between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department? That could take a while. Your thoughts?
Well, if there is such an investigation, and there appears to be one, it would take a little bit longer because that requires looking into a number of corporate entities which form the basis for the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. It involves subpoenas to a number of companies like Boeing. It involves foreign governments and foundations which are in foreign countries. The allegation is that the Secretary of State used donations to the Clinton Foundation as a way to be reimbursed or paid for doing favors for big companies and people who are interested in getting projects and contracts with the government. There's a lot of evidence surrounding this involving Haiti and involving a lot of charitable things where not a lot of charity got done, but huge sums of money were donated to the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer outlines much of this in great detail. And as I said to you guys about a couple of months ago, someone told me he saw an FBI agent involved in the probe carrying a copy of Clinton Cash, so I'm not surprised.
But, I mean, what about the other part of the investigation? Can they wrap up other parts of it prior to the election?
I would think that they probably know enough now about the email server. We now know that the Bureau has recovered the deleted emails that Hillary said were personal, quote-unquote, And I would think they know enough about that to be able to make certainly a preliminary judgment about whether or not crimes were committed. And I don't think there's any doubt that there were crimes committed by the people around Hillary and Hillary herself using the private server in her home where it was unencrypted. And obviously, also recently it's been confirmed what we said on this show over a month ago, that there is a damage assessment going on in the intelligence community about compromises of the information that was on her computer. So that may take a little bit longer because that damage assessment is not done, and it would be used in making a prosecutorial decision. But you could certainly finish the email, the server crimes, before the foundation. The foundation would be a much more wide-ranging and complex investigation.
By the way, Joe, back to the foundation question here. You mentioned Clinton Cash. Peter Schweitzer, the fantastic researcher and author of Clinton Cash, joined me on Friday afternoon on Drive at 5. They've made a documentary film of this book, and it's going to be released the week of the Democrats' convention in Philadelphia. It's great timing. But to recall, I don't recall you mentioning this story. You know firsthand that the FBI agents investigating Hillary Clinton actually are utilizing Clinton Cash?
No. What I was told was that someone who is familiar with the investigation saw one of the FBI agents involved in the case carrying a copy of the book, Clinton Cash.
Wow.
I'm sure it was not for sleep-inducing activity.
All right. I wanted to give you a Bill Clinton quote here. Over the weekend, he was talking about this email thing, as he is. He's running interference for his wife, all right? He's in Kokomo, Indiana, talking to a group. First of all, he called the whole email investigation by the FBI a game. I'm sure you have an opinion on how the agents feel about hearing that. But then listen to this analogy, he said. This is what he told the crowd. I'm quoting him. If you're driving in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, and a police officer pulls you over when you're driving 40 and says, I'm sorry, I've got to give you a ticket because you know the speed limit here should be 35 and you should have known it. That's how he describes the case against Hillary Clinton with classified emails. He says, you know, you should have known these were emails classified, even though they weren't classified at the time, and we're going to get you for it because you should have known. Break apart that analogy for me, would you?
President Clinton and his wife, Hillary Clinton, are trying to make this about whether or not whatever she had on her computer was labeled properly, had a classification label on it. That's not what this is about. This investigation is about the fact that in 2009, she set up a server in her house to conduct all of her government business. That server was not encrypted. It had classified information on it, some of it of the highest quality and capacity of classification. It is possible that it was compromised. The storage of classified information on that computer, which was not authorized, is a crime. The mere storage is a crime. The passage of the information through it is a crime. The president and his wife are trying to make it look like this is a nothing burger. In fact, it is a very big steak. It is a huge steak. It is a roast. It's not a nothing burger. It is a gigantic violation of the law, and the Bureau takes it very seriously. And everyone knows that what they did was designed, and this is also part of the investigation, this was designed to prevent disclosure of information to the public, the press, the Congress, and the courts when subpoenas were issued or Freedom of Information Acts requests were done. The Bureau is investigating, as part of its job, a conspiracy to obstruct the administration of federal laws with regard to public disclosure. That can be the basis of a conspiracy count. It's one of what they call an overt act, the conspiracy to do that. And that's what they did. Why else would you set up a computer in your house for all of your government activity? And the answer is clear. So you wouldn't have to produce records in response to requests. And that's why all these Freedom of Information Act cases are now forcing Clinton and her aides to give depositions, because they lied to federal courts. And that was the plan from the beginning, to lie to people about whether or not information was available.
All right. Now, new topic very quickly. The government apparently wants your fingerprints to be able to unlock phones.
Right.
They say, look, you give your fingerprints when you're arrested. This is the same thing. We're just going to use it to unlock your phone. How's that going to be resolved, do you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that the government has the power to ask for that. I think it requires a court to order it, and the courts will do it automatically. It's like a search warrant. The government, the FBI or the police will ask the court for a warrant, and the person will be forced to put their finger on the phone. You can be put in a lineup. You can give a writing sample. You can have your photograph taken. You can
DNA.
Use fingerprints at the time you're arrested. So even though it opens the phone, now, they may not be able to force you to give them a password, because that's a different animal. That's something that's in your brain, and you may be the only person that knows it, and so you would, in essence, be testifying against yourself. But making you put your finger on the face of a phone is not a testimonial act.
That's interesting. All right, Joe, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound as you head past, looks like just past Route 100 for the crash. Still in the roadway. They have one of the lanes still blocked. I was hoping that they had that to the shoulder. Watch for delays near 195 southbound BW Parkway. Now, once beyond, you're still going to hit the slowdowns through Laurel. A lot of heavy volume this morning. We had the wet pavement. Started off with the foggy conditions as well. Top side of the Beltway slowing from 95 and around and through to Bethesda. We've had three separate incidents on the Maryland Beltway out of Frederick. Seeing the delays growing back off of 70 and 15 now to get past the Monocacy for the crash. Last check, the right shoulder getting by, and again through Germantown down to the lane divide with the stop and go. Now for 95 Virginia Stafford Police, they're still working this crash. Northbound 95 north of 17 Falmouth near Centerport Parkway with huge delays to try to get through there. Again, slow near 610 Woodbridge and in Newington. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be foggy this morning until 10 a.m. A dense fog advisory in effect. Showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and some storms may produce strong winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes. That's what they say. High near 80 today. Tonight, thunderstorms early and then rain later. A few storms may be severe, a low of 60. Tomorrow, light rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon. Again, thunderstorms possible, a high of 67. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, also rain in the forecast. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by B&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It is 7:17 on WMAL, and, well, it was the nerd prom, as they call it, over the weekend, Brian, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And there's really two big highlights. Well, there's three big highlights, I suppose. All of these journalists who cover the White House and cover politics get to sit with celebrities and some wannabe celebrities in a big room, and they get to act like they're, you know, Hollywood when they're not. And then that's one of the big things, and they love it, and they get to pose with famous people. Number two, the president gets to do his stand-up. And then number three, an actual stand-up comes and does some stand-up. And it's all politically based humor. And everyone, you know, talks about it. So that's what we're going to do. Let's start with the president's routine. He's always good at this. I mean, let's face it, he's a funny guy, that President Obama. Unfortunately, a lot of his humor, you know, for something to be funny, Brian, it has to be rooted in truth.
That's what they say.
And a lot of times, his humor is based on, well, his version of the truth. Let's start with President Obama talking about his approval ratings.
My approval ratings keep going up.
Yeah, I want to know who's applauding that.
The last time I was this high, I was trying to decide on my major.
Get that? Because he smoked pot in high school and college, a lot of it. He also did more than that. But here's the problem. First of all, the White House correspondents are the ones in the room, right? These are journalists who cover the president. Why are they applauding
well,
his approval ratings being
in
up?
In truth, there are White House correspondents in the room, but there are a lot of other people as well.
Yeah. All right. And apparently a lot of people who are excited about the president's approval ratings being up. Here's the other problem with this. It's not that true. His approval ratings right now are at 52. His approval ratings when he started his presidency were, you know, 65. But it's a joke. I get it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Moving on. He's talking about Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, 8 years later, he's talking about, well, let's hear it.
I want to thank him for his friendship, for his counsel, for always giving it to me straight. For not shooting anybody in the face?
Yeah, that's talking about Biden, of course. But he's making a Dick Cheney joke. 8 years later, They're joking about Dick Cheney on that hunting accident. Unbelievable. Also, he mentions Nora O'Donnell, who got a big award, actually, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Here's the joke about Nora.
Nora O'Donnell left the briefing room to host CBS This Morning. Jake Tapper left journalism to join CNN.
Wow. Wow, a little slam at CNN, which I thought was pretty friendly to Barack Obama.
Yeah,
but, you
know. Last time I looked.
And then listen to this, because he didn't mention Trump during the whole speech, and then he sort of did a head fake. Listen to this one.
Well, let me conclude tonight on a more serious note. I want to thank the Washington Press Corps. I want to thank Carol for all that you do. You know, the free press is central to our democracy, and... Nah, I'm just kidding. You know I've got to talk about Trump. Come on.
Yeah, you see, he's a stand-up. So here's his jokes about Trump.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo. Because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground.
Yeah. Again, not really rooted in truth, but it doesn't matter when you're the president of the United States. All right, let's move on to the MC of the night, Larry Wilmore. He's the host of one of those shows on Comedy Central. I think it's the one where basically he replaced Stephen Colbert and the ratings have gone in the toilet.
Right.
Larry Wilmore is being criticized.
And so this is, of course, the guy you want to have there.
This
somebody
is the guy who's...
who's failing as a comedian. That's right.
Exactly, exactly. And he's, well, but he's African-American. So you know what direction the night's going to go.
Welcome to a Negro night here at Washington. Or as Fox News will report, two thugs disrupt elegant dinner in D.C.
There you go. And he's under fire, Larry Wilmore is, for closing things out. You know, after all of his jokes about Obama, he then got really serious. And he said, you know, when I was a kid, they were debating whether a black man can be a quarterback in the NFL. Can you imagine that back then? They didn't think of a black man because of the color of his skin could lead a football team. And now we've had a black man lead the free world. And he was being very sincere. And he was thanking the president for being so iconic. And he said, you know, listen, he says, I joke around about it, but it's true. I voted for you because you're black. And then he finished with this.
Words alone do me no justice. So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100. Yo, Barry, you did it, my... You did it, my...
Thank you very much. N-word. And he dropped the N-word, called the president his N-word. There it happened.
Yeah, that's so inappropriate. I mean, really, first of all, it's inappropriate in any setting. It's especially inappropriate in this particular setting.
Yeah, I don't think calling the president a racial epithet is ever a good way to go. But I guess he gets away with it. Lots of people supporting him. Al Sharpton criticizing him for it. But you'll be hearing a lot about that today. It's 4:23 right here on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, guys, pressure's on. Mother's Day is this weekend. You got a lot of ladies who are counting on you to get it right. So I got good news for you. Special offer on roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Moms are going to love it. You're going to love it, but it's only available today. This is the time to celebrate all of the special women in our lives, right? Everything that they do for us, the unconditional love, the support, the advice, they're always there for you. Your mom, your grandma, your mother-in-law, your wife. So do it right. Trust me, sending mom a beautiful bouquet of roses on 1-800 from 1-800-Flowers is a perfect way to show them how much you care. And here's this great deal that I promised you, and it's just for you. Listen to this. Today only, order 12 beautiful sorbet roses, get 6 more, and a glass vase for $29.99. You order the 12 roses, the sorbet roses, for $29.99, you're going to get 18 and a free glass vase. That's 40% off the regular price, but it's only available today. And these are beautiful sorbet roses, pink, orange, lavender. They're going to make mom feel really special. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on that radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter my name, Larry. That's how you get this deal. That's the only way you get this deal. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tehidu, a local seven-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment-related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
It is 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Finally, tow trucks on the scene here, so at least some promise. Southbound BW Parkway, as you pass Route 100 near Arundel Mills, tow truck trying to relieve some of the pressure there. 95, not a great option. Looks like we now have a crash southbound 95, south of 100, just after 175. Very slow through that stretch. Then from the ICC to merge onto the outer loop of the Beltway. We've had a number of accidents this morning, the latest one being right near Connecticut Avenue. 270 southbound, jammed out of Frederick, passing 85 with accident cleanup continuing. Next set of delays before you get down toward Father Hurley Boulevard, and that's off and on in through to Rockville. A reminder, Mark Brunswick trains, only 3 trains operating. Trains will terminate at the Silver Spring Station. You can transfer to Metro. Check Mark for their scheduled departure this morning and for the afternoon rush hour. Virginia Beltway crash, Interloop 66 gone. Great tasting barbecue is what Dickies is all about. Meat smoked low and slow over hickory wood, home style sides. Kids eat free every Sunday, and they cater for just a few or a few hundred. Find the nearest Dickies or get a free catering quote at Dickies.com. They speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. We could see those showers and storms today, but they may produce strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes. We'll get up to around 80. Tonight, we could see severe weather, low 60. Tomorrow, light rain, early showers for the afternoon, maybe some thunder, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 7:27. All right, so more problems for Metro. Washington Post story today recounts what the Federal Transportation Administration found when it began looking over Metro's shoulder and doing inspections in what they called a safety blitz. I mean, Metro did its own safety inspection, then the Federal Transportation Administration came in and did the same thing, and the new details have been revealed. For example, there was a section of track, 38 feet of pocket track on an aerial structure east of Stadium Armory Metro. That's at a junction of the orange, blue, and silver lines that was incorrectly installed and could have caused a derailment. That's one. That's pretty scary stuff. Mm-hmm. They say that they have, since the Federal Transportation Administration started looking over their shoulder, that Metro train operators have run red lights on at least 5 occasions, and they have identified, this is the shocking statistic, 680 safety defects. That's right. They have identified 600, nearly 700 safety defects since they started looking over Metro's shoulder. It's very scary. And
yeah, the more we learn, the more awful it sounds.
Yeah, and it's amazing that there haven't been more problems, quite frankly. Yeah. It is now 7:28.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Ken Cuccinelli, who was organizing an effort to make sure that all the delegates picked at the Virginia Convention were Cruz delegates, and he was pretty successful. We'll talk about it coming up in just a moment. It is now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. That CSX derailment yesterday in Northeast D.C. is going to affect some people's commutes this morning. The MART commuter rail service says service on the Brunswick line will be curtailed because of the derailment. Brunswick trains will go no further than Silver Spring today. Metro restored normal service at Rhode Island Avenue Station last night. As to the derailment itself,
over a dozen rail cars were strewn across the tracks at the derailment site, and according to the Federal Railroad Administration, five of them were tank cars. One was loaded with sodium hydroxide, some of which leaked through the bottom of the car, but the leak was sealed. Another derailed car transporting ethanol had a minor leak that has since been contained. The cause of the accident has not been determined, but a federal investigation has begun. Mike Remedios, Washington.
May Day festivities in Seattle turned ugly and violent.
The annual march celebrating the rights of workers and immigrants started peacefully, but turned violent Sunday evening.
Here going nowhere.
After police say anti-capitalist demonstrators began breaking windows and throwing wooden poles and Molotov cocktails toward officers.
When it becomes violent and when the property damage becomes significant, we have to do something, and we did.
Injuries were suffered on both sides. Police say several officers were hurt in the tent standoff, one struck by a rock, another hit by a Molotov cocktail, and another bitten by a demonstrator, while some protesters were injured from the flash grenades.
Correspondent Dan Simon. Next year's race for governor of Virginia is coming into clearer focus. Over the weekend, former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli said he will not run in 2017, but Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart announced that he will. Puerto Rico's governor says his government is still trying to reach an agreement with creditors, but the nation, he says, is unlikely to make nearly $370 million bond payments that are due today. The governor says Puerto Rico cannot pay those bonds without cutting essential services. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,774, the Nasdaq at 4775. Sports, Max Scherzer's best outing of the season so far leads the Nats to a win over the Cardinals, the Orioles lose to the White Sox, and the Caps meet the Penguins in game three of the playoff series tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 555. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 555.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. I know you're in delays coming out of the Frederick area off of 15 and 70, but some relief up ahead. Near 85 Buckystown Pike, they have cleared the crash, so all lanes open. I'm watching fire truck run around the Beltway here in Bethesda. Outer loop, right as you come past Connecticut Avenue, make way. They're coming up on the right side here to the crash at 355. So again, new latest problem is going to be Maryland Beltway, Bethesda, between Connecticut Avenue and 355. Response still heading to the scene of that crash. South on 95, we are jammed in Maryland. Two separate stretches. First, past the crash at 175, then to join onto the outer loop delays. Heavy is 29 in Burtonsville and again through White Oak. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, the crash with tow truck now on the scene there. Arundel Mills in the southbound direction. Virginia 95 in Stafford has been a tough morning. A long-standing crash north on 95 north of 17 Falmouth near Centerport Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies with some fog and drizzle. Slight chance for showers and storms. We get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight and then occasional rain late. Some storms may be severe, low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 55 in Haymarket, 54 in Waldorf, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we hear that Malia Obama is going to take a year off from college and then go to Harvard. Good to be her, but, I mean, how do you feel about your kids taking a year off before they go to college? We'll take your calls. Also, we'll review the Nerd Prom, the White House Correspondents' Dinner with Emily Heil from the Washington Post. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's give an update on the nomination process in the Republican Party, Brian, because it's getting more and more complicated, right? And tomorrow is the big Indiana primary, and a lot of people are looking at Indiana as sort of the a big day for potentially Ted Cruz to slow down the momentum that Donald Trump has been gaining after sweeping all five northeastern states last week, right? And if he does win Indiana, then things start to move forward, and it's going to be a showdown in California. All of this is meant to stop Donald Trump from getting the delegates on the first ballot and then force a fight on the floor. And that means if those delegates who are bound to vote, you know, based on their state's rules on that first ballot, if they are then free to vote for whomever they wish after that first ballot, well, then who wins the fight for who actually gets to be a delegate? That's a pretty big deal. Joining us right now, Ken Cuccinelli. He's the former attorney general in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And over the weekend, there was a convention to determine who some of these delegates would be. 13 delegates in all. And boy, 13 delegates could come in handy for any of these campaigns. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Attorney General.
Good to be with you.
So what happened this weekend in Harrisburg? How did things go for your guy, Ted Cruz?
Well, it was a 10-hour convention, and we came out with 10 delegates, and Trump had three. That was a compromise slate that was put forward by a nominations committee, and we went ahead and backed the compromise slate. We knew we had enough. We had the majority of people there, but thought that it made sense to leave some Trump people in there as sort of an olive branch, and we came out with 10 delegates. 3, which is a good showing for us in Virginia. We're very happy with that.
Well, considering in the primary election, Senator Cruz came in third place, I believe, behind Marco Rubio and Donald Trump. That's it's an incredible showing. Really quickly, how were you able to get 10 out of 13 and Donald Trump only get 3 out of 13? Because clearly he has more backing in the state in terms of the straw poll is concerned. What's the difference at the convention?
Well, among the activists and the volunteers, the people who do the work that elect Republicans, Senator Cruz has more backing, and more of those folks showed up, as they have at two other congressional district conventions, one in Northern Virginia in April, and you know, that's the way it's been going around the country. When it comes to building a ground team, really only Senator Cruz has done that. The Trump campaign just hasn't done that. It's why every weekend you read in the political news about Senator Cruz winning these delegate contests, because they're grassroots contests, and he's wiping the floor in that area.
You're quoted as saying that that you could have had all 13 if you had chosen to push the point. Is that true?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, this is decided by a majority present, and we had the majority, and yet we supported the compromise slate, and instead of doing a 13-0. Now, I'll tell you, as I walked in the door, the first thing I was hit with was my own folks going, why are we talking about compromising? Why don't we take all 13? And, I mean, that was the first thing I had to contend with and to quell. And in other states, some of the Cruz folks have bolted and gone and put out their own slates and run their own effort, really, even though the official campaign wanted to be more compromising. So we do have to we do have to respect our own grassroots folks who've done the work to turn people out like they did this weekend.
Well, I mean, it just goes to this this narrative that the Trump people are pretty good, when they have the election, but they don't do the follow-up work. But here's my question. It has to do with, this would only matter if it goes to a contested convention. And I'm looking at the polls in Indiana, and your guy is not doing very well if the new NBC poll is correct.
Right, and there's other polls that have him up. So, the trend in Indiana, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. It's all speculation at this point. But the trend lines in Indiana have looked a lot like they did in Wisconsin. And as Senator Cruz has done in many places, in Wisconsin, he outperformed the polling going in. Carly Fiorina was announced as a VP. That was a widely, widely well-received decision by Senator Cruz. Governor Pence came out in support of Senator Cruz in the last few days. He is a big deal in Indiana, as you might expect.
Yep.
And so, we're positioning ourselves pretty well and working it very hard. Senator and Heidi and Carly have been out there really hammering away, talking to voters. And when Senator Cruz has the opportunity to meet communities of voters one-on-one, they turn his way. It's one of the advantages for us of having just one state up tomorrow, is we can do that.
All right, Ken Cuccinelli, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you guys.
743.
Yes, it is.
Hey, let's say it again. 743.
It's 743.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Traffic and weather, short time away. Some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiant. See, consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, there was little traffic and one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there's no risk to working with Frank. You'll agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Look, it's no accident. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle Maryland Metro DC out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prendle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. And in Georgetown, looks like you can get through Wisconsin Avenue and M Street where they had the earlier crash. Might still see some police activity there, but do watch in that stretch. Lanes now open. It's been a tough morning around the region. Go on the top side of the Beltway, jammed through College Park and then through to Bethesda. Five separate incidents this morning, the latest one being the crash on the outer loop past Connecticut Avenue as you come up to 355 along the right side. So many incidents this morning with big delays coming off of both 29 and 95 trying to merge onto that stretch of the Beltway. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound near Arundel Mills for the crash. We have one on 95 southbound Maryland as you come past 175. Virginia, 95, trying to get up onto the Beltway, that exit merge with the incident. Annandale to Tyson's. We have the stop-and-go earlier accident near 66 is history. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 14.
Dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. We could see those showers and storms today, but they may produce strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes. We'll get up to around 80 tonight. We could see severe weather, low 60. Tomorrow, light rain, early showers for the afternoon, maybe some thunder, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
You know, Brian, we love here on Mornings on the Mall to talk about the intersection, the collision sometimes of pop culture and politics, things coming out of the entertainment world.
Right.
We've got a few of things here. First of all, we want to do a follow-up on a story that we talked about on Friday, which was this whole thing. Will Ferrell was going to star as Ronald Reagan in this movie that was supposed to be set in the second term of Ronald Reagan's presidency, where there's an intern who is dealing with President Reagan, who, according to the script, is dealing with the onsets of Alzheimer, and this intern convinces him that he's really just an actor playing the president, and hilarity ensues. Well, it was under fire, as you know. You mentioned that President
Patty Davis,
children came out, said, this is in horrible taste. Why would you do this? Well, Will Ferrell has now pulled out of the project. He said he's not going to be doing this. He's had a change of heart. And by the way, his publicist, listen to this spin. The Reagan script is one of a number of scripts that had been submitted to Will Ferrell, which he had considered. While it's by no means an Alzheimer's comedy, as has been suggested, Mr. Ferrell is not pursuing this project. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah. He got a dose of some of that and decided he didn't want any part of it.
Exactly. And by the way, this would be true if this were a comedy mocking anybody with Alzheimer's
It's not a topic for humor.
But the fact that it is, first of all, again, based on a lie, because there is no evidence to suggest that the president was suffering from Alzheimer or incapacitated during his presidency. So it's based on a lie, number one. And number two, the fact that he's such a beloved figure in America, that it's just a bad idea. Newt Gingrich now, you know, and Newt Gingrich is one of those politicians, Brian, I think, on the conservative side of the equation, who understands the power of Hollywood, understands the power of pop culture, and recognizes that we need to be a part of that. We conservatives, it's bad for us to just stand on the sidelines and constantly lob grenades and criticize it and just say, oh, and no, we need to be in the culture. We need to be fashioning part of the culture. We need to be telling our own stories within the pop culture. And he said, listen, he's happy that Will Ferrell has pulled out of this program. He says that this script should be scrapped completely. It should not be made no matter who the actor is. But then, this is what I love about Newt. He actually has offered a suggestion. He said, you know, there is a beautiful movie to be made here. Don't do it as a comedy, as a satire, as some way to throw grenades at Ronald Reagan in Nancy Reagan and by extension the entire Republican Party and conservative movement and frankly America. No, there is an he says there's an incredible story like The Notebook, and I'm quoting him, which deals with the real sense of the human tragedy and at the same time the opportunity for loving within the realm of Alzheimer's. And he says, I'm quoting again, Nancy has the really complicated role. She talked to me about this one time. He looks totally normal, but he's not there. And she's having to go through this process. They're building the library. They're trying to make sure that they're preserving his legacy. And she's really at the intersection of the story. Ronnie is nice. So Newt's saying, hey, you could make this movie, Hollywood. Make it about the late Nancy Reagan.
Yeah,
make it about her heroic journey.
It's an amazing story.
It is.
It's a love story, yeah.
But they'll never do it.
No.
They will never do it because nobody wants to see Ronald or Nancy Reagan as heroes in their eyes.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but good for Newt Gingrich because I think that it's a great point. Also, one other story in the realm of Hollywood that's getting some headlines right now, Kirk Cameron, you know, he's the guy who was on Growing Pains, that sitcom there late 80s, early 90s. Well, he became an outspoken evangelical born-again Christian. He makes movies. He's always out there. He's got a brand new movie coming out, so he's doing the press circuit. And he said this in an interview with the Christian Post. Are you ready? Are you ready for this quote?
Yeah.
This is from Kirk Cameron. Now, this isn't me talking. This isn't Brian talking.
No.
This isn't Mike McKay talking.
No.
Why
drag him Mike into it?
Certainly isn't Heather Hunter talking. Here's Kirk Cameron. You ready? Wives are to honor and respect and follow their husband's lead, not to tell their husbands how he ought to be a better husband. When each person gets their part right, regardless of how their spouse is treating them, there is hope for real change in their marriage. He says, a lot of people don't know that marriage comes with instructions. We find them right there in God's words. So, of course, the headline everywhere is, wives need to honor and respect and follow their husbands. Wives need to obey their husbands, which, by the way, yes, is biblically based. But in 2016 America, you know, you don't say that.
This is me not having any comment.
Oh, Brian, I'm not commenting either. I'm merely reporting the facts of the situation and letting everyone else draw their own opinion, which is what we do here.
It is 7:51.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Look Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
7:53 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's do the traffic. We'll head around the Beltway out.
Excuse me. I'm so very sorry. I jumped the gun. It is not time for Jamie Witten. Jamie will be along in just a moment. It is time for the CNBC Business Report. Here is Courtney Reagan. I'm sorry, Courtney. Your turn.
No problem whatsoever. I was just waiting very patiently.
Thank you very much.
Turn.
I will have some more coffee, and it'll all be straightened out in just a moment.
That sounds great. Send some over here as well. Well, Halliburton has called off plans to merge with oil services rival Baker Hughes. The government said the $28 billion deal could hurt per competition. Since the deal did not go through, Halliburton will pay Baker $3.5 billion, and it will use that money to pay off some bills, buy back some more stock, and cut more costs. Stock futures point to a higher open today. Hulu wants to launch its own internet TV service. The Wall Street Journal says users would be able to watch live streams of channels from the major networks and even DVR them. 75 years ago today, General Mills began shipping a new cereal called Cheerios that eventually became known as Cheerios. Last month, the company said it plans to introduce pumpkin spice Cheerios to help boost soggy cereal sales. And the first U.S. cruise ship to Cuba in 50 years is on its way. The Carnival Fathom left Miami yesterday, and it's expected to arrive in Havana this morning in just under 4 hours. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Now, 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take you around the Beltway Bethesda. The latest crash on the outer loop near 355. Looks like they're able to get everything over to the shoulder. Crowds the right lane just a bit with big delays coming around that stretch of the Beltway. 29 to merge on, 95, all the feeder roads trying to get up on through to the Beltway. We've had a number of problems this morning. 270, you've had your share of incidents as well. Out of Frederick, still slow off of 15, down past 85, but that crash is gone. Then through Germantown, down to the lane divide. In Luckett's, 15 slow in each direction where they had a crash. North on 95 Virginia, north of 17 Falmouth, still with accident activity near Centerport Parkway. Delays beyond in Woodbridge up through to Newington. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline, turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps and now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Desk fog advisory until 10 a.m. Showers and storms a possibility, but the storms may produce strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes. We'll get up to around 80. Tonight, we could see severe weather, low 60. Tomorrow, light rain, early showers for the afternoon, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Great news, y'all. Zero Res, that's the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. Well, they also clean hardwood and laminate floors. They clean upholstery. They clean tile. They clean grout. Listen, I think they'll clean your kids if you really ask them nicely. Seriously, though, Zero Res knows the right way to clean. They use all green, non-toxic products. It's safe for you, and it is safe for your kids and your pets. And it leaves behind no residue on your carpets. That chemical stuff, the people with the dry cleaning and all that stuff, I don't know what that stuff is, but it doesn't feel clean, does it? And it certainly doesn't smell clean when they're out of your house. You smell like a chemistry lab or something. Well, not Zero Res. It's the best. And by the way, Mother's Day is almost here. You know what would make Mom happy? A gift certificate from Zero Res. How great is that? No one loves an amazing zero-res cleaning as much as Mom does, and why not you pay for it? This is a great idea. Zero-res has a special offer, too, just for moms. Mention WMAL, get your sofa cleaned at regular price, and then get your love seat 50% off. Or you could always get the popular Mom's favorite carpet cleaning special. Get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $149. Minimums may apply on that one. Call them, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221. 1221 online, zeroresdcmetro.com. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's still the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Who said what at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and who's in trouble for it? We'll talk to Emily Heil of the Washington Post.
Malia Obama is going to take a year off and then go off to Harvard. But what about this idea of kids taking a year off after high school before they